Blog Talk Radio.
Know, are you an effective communicator? You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what a great question. Well, I love that you think it's a great question. We are going to grow together and take a journey of discovery and dive right on into this question and explore it at a deeper level, because this truly is a great question. You know, I always say it, don't get tired of it. Oh, how I love Monday.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is your resident empowerment coach. Coach Adams is in session on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, Master Motivator. That is me. It's time to shape up and win. We are in our Shape Up series, and I love our Shape Up series because, as stated in our intro, it's designed to give you tools so that you can work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately live out your dreams. You know, each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and insightful. We encourage you, our global listening audience, if you have missed any of our past show installments, take advantage of our on-demand library. Our on-demand library is truly packed, I mean, with richness of previous broadcasts and all of what is shared. It's always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Again, our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win. Do you want to win? I know I sure do. Allow me to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around our subject. And then we're going to open the lines up, time permitting, to you for our audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and your comments. You know, whenever we open the lines up, it really does lend to a greater richness, and the interaction is so great, and we truly love it. So we appreciate that more interactive environment. So don't hesitate to jump right on in at the appropriate time. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime in at that time. And I want you to know that if you're not a regular listener, if you don't already have your notepads, pens, papers, all of that, your desktops, your laptops, your iPads, your tablets, your phone with your notes, your smartphones, you want to grab something so that you can capture the richness of the nuggets and jewels that will be shared with you on today's installment of Motivational Mondays. You know, before we jump into today's topic, we always ask for your support, and we ask you to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. We ask that you allow your cute little social media juices to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM. Woo! Send an email. Go old school. Send a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. I think you get it. Bottom line, we here at Inspire Media for you and Motivational Monday with Coach Adams, we are asking that you invite someone to join you for today's installment, for today's broadcast. You know, we want to extend to you our gracious, heartfelt thanks for your support with expanding our outreach, because we can't do it without YOU. So we value you. We thank you. We appreciate you. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams, we're in our Shape Up series, as we've established, but we're looking at effective communication. We're in our Shape Up series on today's Motivational Mondays, and we're looking at effective communication. And, you know, I open with a question: are you an effective communicator? I'm sure if I was sitting right down with you and I asked you, are you an effective communicator, it is more than likely that you would say, yes, Coach Adams, I am an effective communicator. Well, you know, so often we think that we're effectively communicating when, in essence, the reality is we're not. I had a situation recently where I shared some information with an individual, and I was very thorough, I thought, and detailed in my sharing. And they came back with some questions. And as I processed their questions, I said, I wasn't as effective in my communication as I thought. Why? Because their questions that they asked were information that I covered, but yet it didn't quite give them the perception that they needed to understand what was being conveyed. And so that was just really a light bulb moment for me, because I feel like I'm a great communicator. But yet when I have those moments of getting the reflection back from others and what they've actually received or not, then I realized I wasn't as effective of a communicator as I had thought. You know, according to experts, we are bombarded with 35,000 messages a day. 35,000 messages a day. Everywhere we go, everywhere we look, somebody is trying to get our attention. You turn on the TV. Guess what? Someone's trying to get your attention. You go to the grocery store. Someone's trying to get your attention. You turn on the radio. Someone's trying to get your attention. You connect with social media. Guess what? Someone is trying to get your connection, your attention. Someone's trying to get your attention. Everywhere we go, everywhere we look, somebody is trying to get our attention. The phone rings. Somebody's trying to get your attention. We can't get away from this very base foundation of communication and all of the messages that are being sent out there. I mean, there's constant messages from different sources that are vibrating in the atmosphere. You have your family, you have your job, you have just on and on and on and on and on. Your children, which is a part of your family, different people wanting your attention. And so when you're looking at this base of understanding that people want your attention, that experts are stating that we're bombarded with 35,000 messages a day, think about that. I mean, really process that. That's a lot of messages. Email, phone calls, text messaging, social media, direct messages, DM, I mean, instant messages, on and on and on. Messages are being sent. But the question raised is, are you an effective communicator? With all of the messages that are being sent, those that are sending the messages to you, are they effective in their communication and the messages that they are sending? Because one of the things that I'm growing to truly realize is that everyone communicates, but few connect. Everyone communicates, but few connect. What I just stated to you is a title of a book by my leadership partner, John C. Maxwell, and I have a mastermind coming up on this very topic. And I wanted to give you a little sample taste, because as I grow more and more around this base of knowledge and information, as I share in private mastermind groups, which I absolutely love, that bringing people together in a more intimate setting around a specific subject, like-minded individuals, it's really powerful, this synergy that happens in my private mastermind groups. And my private mastermind on Everyone Communicates, Few Connects, is starting on June the 9th. June the 9th is going to be a six-week journey. If you're interested, feel free to text our number 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Simply send your name along with mastermind, and I'll know that you were listening in today and you're interested in Everyone Communicates, Few Connects. And for those that indicate Motivational Mondays, I'm going to give you a 10% discount for RSVPing and saving your seat. So definitely you want to send that text in. But let's get into the meat of what we're talking about today, because there's several different areas of focus when it comes to growing in our communication. You know, one of the things that I've grown to know to be true is that when we are communicating, the key to great communication, the key to effective communication is that we simply want to influence others. When I'm communicating with you, I'm trying to influence you. When you're communicating with me, you're trying to influence me. But most people, when they communicate, there is a disconnect. And they're not even aware that there's a disconnect. Because of this sharing information that's not quite connecting. it sounds good to them when they're giving it. I know they got all of these words and they're sharing all of this information, but yet it's just words that are meaningless because they don't realize that they are communicating, but yet they are not connecting. You know, my mentors, Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, founders of Boss the Movement and Vertical Leap, I've learned from them the three ways, the three types of attending, the three ways that we attend, the three ways that we pay attention in life, right? One is that we pretend to attend. We're pretending. We are looking in the direction of the speaker, but yet, and our eyes are focused on the speaker. We're sitting in a position like I'm with you, but there's a lack of consciousness. Our minds are not truly present in that moment. The three types of attending, pretending to attend. Then we have selective attending. Selective attending, we zone in and we zone out. We zone in and we zone out. Tell me something that I want to hear that tickles my ears. I'm on the edge of my seat. But if you don't say something that draws me in, I'm kind of tipping in and tipping out. I'm selective attending. If you don't tickle my ear, I'm not really there with you. Not fully present, so there's a lack of consciousness. Pretending to attend, selective attending. The highest level is focus attending. Focus attending, my mind, my body stance, all of that. I'm so engaged with you. I'm looking in the direction of the speaker. I'm kind of on the edge of my seat, which means I'm consciously there with you. I'm leaning in. I'm hearing the information. I want to hear what you have to say. I'm fully present. My mind is engaged and connecting with you. But how many times have you made a statement or someone made a statement to you, and if you were to ask them to recall what was stated, they weren't really there. They may have given you the stance of, I'm looking at you, pretending, but their mind is somewhere else. Maybe they were selective because maybe they have a lot going on in their life, so they were tipping in and they were tipping out in their stages of consciousness, and they weren't fully engaged and connected with you. Pretending to attend, selective attending, and focus attending. Focus attending is the highest level. Focus attending connects with empathic listening. Empathic listening is I'm empathetic to you. I'm fully present. I'm right there. I'm engaged. I'm right there with you. I'm on the edge of my seat. Why? Because what you have to say matters, and I want to hear what you have to say. I'm not multitasking in this moment. Why? Because what you have to say is important, and I want to hear what you have to say. Because the reality is when they are sharing, they're trying to influence us, just as when we are sharing, we're trying to influence them. But what often happens is each and every one of us, self included, we're so busy thinking in our minds and coming up with, well, how will I respond to what they have to say? What will be my response to what they have to say? And so in essence, we're there, but we're not really there because we're just focused on how will I respond instead of being fully present in that moment, efforting to allow them to share their heart and their mind with us and to really connect and engage in that moment. You see, connecting, the reality is this, that connecting increases our influence in every situation. But in order for me to increase my influence, I have to connect with you. And I'm in leadership. I'm in leadership with my mentors, Coach Allen, Hattie Hollingsworth, again, founders of Bus, the Movement in Vertical Leap. I'm in leadership in who I am in business. I'm in leadership in how I serve others at my church. I'm in leadership in a lot of different areas. And I don't say that to say I'm all of that and I'm tooting my horn. The reality is I'm in leadership in so many different areas. And I'm honored and humbled and grateful by that. But I share that with you because in leadership, I'm fighting to connect with people. I'm fighting to not just communicate, but I genuinely desire to connect. You know, I don't want to be the person that's just spewing out all of this information, all of these words, and it's not connecting with you. You don't have a picture image. You're not seeing what I'm saying. It just is the Charlie Brown moment of womp, 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 womp. Because the reality is in any area of leadership, you want to connect so that you can increase your influence in every situation. You know, my mentors often will share about a little child, you know, when they go to the store and they're trying to influence their parent and they're telling them, I want Tony the Tiger. And they're going, yeah, yeah, yeah. They are in that position of saying, that's what I want in this moment. They're trying to influence their parents. And their way of connecting sometimes is a little warped. They don't know it at that age. It's a little manipulative because then they'll start to put the waterworks on because they're trying to get what they want. But that's their way of connecting in that moment. And so I want to share with you that a part of everyone communicates and few connects is understanding the significance of influence. Significance of influence, because influence is so key. That's why you want to connect. You want to connect so that in essence you can influence someone. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, why is this important when it comes to me working my vision, achieving my goals, and living out my dreams? Well, because you have the vision. You're the visionary. And that's a wonderful, beautiful thing. God has given you this vision, and you're carrying this vision out. But the reality is at some stage, you're going to need someone as a part of that vision. You're going to need someone that maybe they're going to walk alongside with you and be a support and help you on the journey. You're going to need someone, maybe you have a service that you're efforting to get them to buy into. Again, you're trying to influence them. You're going to need someone because the reality is, hey, maybe there's a service that they have that you want to purchase. You know, speaking of purchase, recently I had a situation where I was in the market looking for a new car. And I had this one particular salesperson who really offended me. He really did. Because it was all about, I'm trying to sell you this car. And I had to tell him, I had to step back and tell him, you are not listening to me. Do not come to me with another deal that's not based on what I spoke to you. I had to just let him know. Because he let me know, I'm so busy in trying to sell you this car, it doesn't matter. So he's so busy communicating, he had not connect with what I told him was important, what I wanted, what the deal needed to look like, so on and so forth. So he's bringing all of this stuff that's not connecting with what I desire. Because he was communicating, but he wasn't connecting. largely in part because he wasn't listening. He's so focused on, let me just sell you, sell you, sell you, sell you, sell you. If I can just sell you, I know you want a pretty car, let me sell you. No, it was very specific what I told him. And by this last time that he contacted me, because he was getting frustrated, and I'm thinking to myself, well, why are you getting frustrated? I've already told you what I want. And then he told me, this is where you offended me. He said, you're not being realistic, Ms. Adams. I said, you know, when I got in the car that I'm in currently, I was told I wasn't being realistic. When I got in the previous car, I was told I wasn't being realistic. But yet, I drove off in both of them. So don't tell me I'm not being realistic. I know what I want. And if you can do it, great. If not, you're not the salesperson for me. It's simple to me. I don't do transactions like that anymore. Back in my 20s, oh my gosh, I would get exhausted going to a car dealership. As I evolved and grew, I knew, I found out it didn't take all of that. And so I don't do it anymore. Either it makes sense or it doesn't. So I'm very clear in what I want in my communication. But yet there was a disconnect that let me know that the individual was either pretending to attend or selective attending. They didn't necessarily want to hear what I had to say. Why? Because they just wanted to force on me what they wanted. But he lost favor. He lost influence. Had to tell him. Lovingly, but I had to tell him. Don't call me again with any madness. Don't do it. Because he got frustrated in telling me I was not realistic. I said, wait a minute, you called me. Don't get upset because I'm reminding you of what I've already communicated. How many times have you had a situation such as that? And so when it comes to working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and live out your dreams, effective communication is at the heart of that. Because at some stage, you're going to have to deal with a vendor. You're going to have to deal with a customer. You're going to have to deal with someone else. And I'm telling you, if you don't feel that you're being as effective in your communication, then you want to take my up-and-coming mastermind starting on June the 9th on Everyone Communicates, Few Connects. You want to get in this private mastermind. How can you get into it or get more information? Simply text 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. Text your name and mastermind, and I will connect with you. And those that bond between now and the end of the month from Motivational Mondays, you get 10% off of your investment, your growth investment for your mastermind journey, which will be 6 weeks on Thursday evenings at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Let's get a little greater insight into connecting signals. How do you know if you are connecting or not? Because we have to put in that extra effort in order to ensure that we are connecting. One of the things that I continue to grow in understanding through the different resources and mentors and books and all of those different things that I am digging into at different levels, I'm finding that communication is not easy. It's easy to speak the words, but effective communication is truly a skill. It's an art form. It really is. It doesn't come naturally because our focus is just to get you to understand where I am. Naturally, that's what we want to do. But we don't take the time, as Stephen Covey would say, to seek first to understand, then to be understood in the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Because I love communication and I'm fighting to be a more effective, better communicator, I have the different sources that I pull from as a way of truly wanting to be a higher and greater version of myself. I mean that sincerely. And so when it comes to the connecting signals, extra effort has to be put into getting to that place. People have to go the extra mile. You have to be willing to go the extra mile to more effectively communicate with those around you. Why? Because you have to seek first to understand, then to be understood. You have to approach your communication from an empathic style of communicating, that you really want to understand that person's point of view, their mindset. So you're trying to allow yourself the moment to get their mind and yours, not just share your point of view. And so effective communication, it really requires extra effort. It's not always easy. I'll tell you, Coach Adams, at times it's like, oh, my gosh, does it take all of that for me to get this understanding to you? Sometimes you want to shake someone. I know I do. Okay, that's just me. I'm just saying. Because, again, I'm fighting to be an effective communicator. I want to shake them like, come on, don't you get it? Have you had those moments, or is it just me? I'm just being honest and transparent with you today. So when we understand that one of the connecting signals is extra effort, that I have to put in the extra effort, now when we go into communicating with individuals, we're coming from a place of wanting to be more effective in our communication. One of the things that I have grown to realize to be true, and I know this is about me and I know it's about others, that don't you love it when people express unsolicited appreciation? When people say positive things, when people say how much they appreciate you? I know it makes me feel good when someone tells me, wow, I really appreciate you. Words of affirmation, I mean, that's just, it's wonderful. So when you're communicating with other people and you want to be more effective, try to share unsolicited appreciation. Let them know how much you appreciate them. Without them having to ask you for it, just drop the appreciation on them. Say some positive things. People are bombarded, as we heard in the opening, with so much information, and a lot of that information is negative information. So when you take the time to simply pause and speak kind words into the lives of others and make a positive deposit into someone's bank account, into their emotional bank account, when I tell you, it makes a difference. You know, I have a piece in the Change book number 14 on the power of words, and one of the aspects that I talk about is making a deposit into someone's emotional bank account through the words that you would speak. Give the person that beautiful word bouquet while they are around to receive it. I'll often do that. I remember I called someone random. You know, it was not a planned conversation, but they dropped on my heart. And I called them, and, you know, they're looking for this big revelation of, oh, my gosh, what does Coach Adams want? And I simply was calling them to basically just love on them, to give a great deposit into their emotional bank account, to edify them. Because we entertain negativity all the time. We have all of these negative words that we're bombarded with all the time. Let's not forget that experts have stated, and this is a lot, that 35,000 messages, can you imagine how many words are contained in that 35,000 messages that experts say we're bombarded with every day? So at every turn, and most of it is negative, you turn on the news, what is it negative, right? You turn on the radio, what do you start to hear? Negative news in the midst of whatever's being played, right? You get that phone call, ring, ring. You answer the call. What is someone calling to tell you? Generally speaking, not always, but generally speaking, what are they calling to tell you? Negative news, something negative. And then we begin to entertain negativity. As many of you have heard my illustration that are regular listeners, that we now set the table for negativity. We have the beautiful linen out in the place cards and all of that, the bouquet on the table and the flatware and the china and all of that, and we're entertaining the crystal, and we're entertaining negativity. We got a card that says, negativity, come on, pull up your seat. No, we have to tell negativity, you got to go out, out, out. You cannot even come in. I'm not entertaining you. And so this is an opportunity for you to be more effective in your communication, to express unsolicited appreciation for someone else. Wives, express it to your husbands. Husbands, express it to your wives. Daughters, express it to your moms. Sons, express it to your moms. So on and so forth. Moms, express it to your mom. Sons, express it to your dad. Daughters, express it to your dad. Express it to your BFF, to who all of who you engage and encounter. Express words that are positive, that they're not expecting. Be a positive force, because that allows individuals we're talking about. Everyone communicates, few connect. We're saying if you take the extra effort, this is a great way to connect. People don't want to go the extra mile, but if you go the extra mile, guess what? You are now in a better seat for connecting. You express unsolicited appreciation, you are now in a better seat for connecting by just simply sharing a positive word into the lives of those that you encounter. Can you imagine how powerful that is? Maybe that's something that you already do. Maybe it is. I don't know. The other way in which you connect, and all of this is leading us to being in a better position for influence. For influence when it comes to my vision. Influence when it comes to my goals. Influence when it comes to my dreams. When I'm working my vision, achieving my goals, and living my dreams, it all comes down to influence. I have a consulting opportunity on the table right now. And it came down to influence. Because I've already in connected, bonded relationship with this individual. I did a previous consulting assignment with them at another company, and now they have another one. And there's such a connection because I've taken the extra effort. I'm constantly giving unsolicited appreciation on I don't know how many occasions. And so there's a connection there. We're not just communicating. We have connected. And so when they had this opportunity, they thought about me. And we started conversations and talks around it on Friday and had other talks today and so on and so forth, working the details out. I look forward to being able to say, yes, it's closed. It's booked. But why do I say that to you? That because of there being not just communication of the past, but a connection, now influence is in play. Everyone communicate, you connect. But the connection enables you. When you connect, you're now in a position of influence. And the reality is that most people who disconnect, they are not even aware that they're disconnected. They feel like, oh, I'm so connected to you, but they're not aware that you're disconnected. Because they may just be communicating, but they haven't connected. They're not going the extra mile. So what do you do? What's the wisdom? go the extra mile. They're not giving appreciation. So what do? You give appreciation. This one, the next one is challenging for me because I'm an only child. And the only child is very reserved. She has grown up and had to be very guarded, very reserved, an introvert. She processed through things independent of others. So this next one I'm about to share with you is one that is difficult for me. And I'm fighting to work through it. And I'm growing in this area. Unguarded openness. It's difficult for me to open up to other people, to trust other people, because unfortunately, people have let me down. I'm sure I've let them down too. I know I have, as a matter of fact, because I don't walk on water. The reality is I miss it on more than one occasion, have missed it. Wasn't the intent, but I did. So I know I've disappointed people as well. Disappointment happens. Broken trust, it happens. But this one is challenging for me to connect by opening myself up, unguarded openness. Very few people do I share with intimately. Many would say, she's my friend, she's my friend, she's my friend. Few would I say are a friend. I have many associates, but not very many friends. Because you haven't created that safe space for me. So that's difficult for me. So this is one that I have to constantly work on if I want to connect, if I want to truly be a person. Difficulties. Boy, I was just sharing my heart there. And then I realized when I came to the board thinking I'm opening up the line for your audience participation, not realizing that I had dropped off. And boy, was I sharing. I don't know when I dropped off. I don't know the last thing that you heard because, yeah, wow. But let's re-engage. Let's do a quick summary review of what we were sharing, and then we're opening the lines and coming over to you. So in short, I was sharing with you that this topic of everyone communicates, few connects. Today we were looking at areas of influence. How can I influence others? That is one of the base principles of everyone communicates, few connects, based on the book by John C. Maxwell, my leadership partner. I'm offering a 6-week mastermind starting June the 9th. On this very topic, and I love the private mastermind settings. If you want more information, you can text your name and mastermind to 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. So a part of what we were saying is that many people disconnect, and they're not even aware that they disconnect. I just had that literally with the phone disconnecting, and I wasn't even aware that it disconnected. But in our communications with others, many people disconnect, and they are not aware that there's been a disconnection. And so how can I grow in my greater influence? Today I was sharing three areas of focus, that if you work on these three areas, you're going to be more effective, not only in your communicating, in your communication, but you're going to be more effective in the fact that you are now connecting. And that is what the goal is. Our communication is not just to give information, all of the words, but rather to connect. Because it is in the connecting that we are now able to influence. So the first that we talked about is that we have to be willing to put in the extra effort. We have to be willing to go the extra mile. I often reference and think about Stephen Covey, The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. Seek first to understand, then to be understood, coming from a place of empathic listening. That is a position that requires more effort, more energy, more time. It's easy for me to just come and give you these words, but it's different for me to really connect with you and you to connect with me. The other area that we said is unsolicited appreciation. Are you letting the people know around you that you appreciate them? Are you a person that brings forth the positive words that can be spoken? Because we get so much negativity all day, every day, through the different medias that we walk in, navigate in, social media, all of the different platforms, your workplace, your home, so on and so forth. I can go on and on. Negative energy. And so unsolicited appreciation really will make a difference in the lives of those around you. Unsolicited. They didn't ask you for it. You've just made a decision to say, I want to be a positive force and make a deposit into your emotional bank account. What does it cost you to speak a kind word into the lives of someone else? What does it cost you? It costs you nothing but the energy to speak that word. I want to let you all know that are listening in, as we said in the open, but I want to restate it. We so appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams. You could be doing anything with your Monday, and you've opted to tune in for this hour of empowerment. We don't take it lightly or for granted. We can't get back those moments of time. Time is our greatest commodity and resource. And so the fact that you are investing the time, we want you to know we so appreciate you. The Coach Adams brand and Wynn International, we appreciate you. We thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays today. So know that you are appreciated, because all of what we do for you. I pay to be on the airwaves, to come and to give richness of information that would support and empower you so that you would be in a better position to work it now, work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately live out your dreams. And then the other nugget that we gave you today is a way in which we're talking about connecting so that we can influence, not just communicating, but connecting to influence. And so the other, and I was sharing, and I don't know how much of this you heard, because as we stated, oftentimes people disconnect and they're not aware of it. I had disconnected and wasn't aware of it. Don't know how long I was disconnected. But the unguarded openness is a struggle for Coach Adams, because the only child is very guarded and reserved. And so it's a lot for me to open up to people because of the breaches in trust and disappointments and so on and so forth. I've been on the other side of doing the same to others, so I get it. But I'm being vulnerable and saying that this is an area that I have to fight to grow in my desire to connect with individuals and not just communicate so that I can influence. This unguarded openness and being able to demonstrate that I trust you with the hope that you trust me. So I'm going to now come to the phone line. I am trusting that you've gotten some great richness from what has been shared, and we would love to hear from you. So we're opening up the lines. This is the time in our program when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. Would love to hear, what are you taking away from today's topic on connect to influence, communication, being more of your communication. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Would love to hear from you. You've made the decision to tune in to Motivational Mondays today. Would love to hear, what are you taking away? Have you gotten some nuggets, richness that are supporting you in being more equipped to work it now? And so I want to just remind those of you that are listening in that we're giving you a little taste, an appetizer taste of what you can expect to dig into and dive in deeper on the journey of my 6-week private mastermind on Everyone Communicates, Few Connect, starting June the 9th. It is a Thursday session for 6 weeks, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's 90 minutes of power around this very topic. Don't you want to be a better communicator? I would say get all of the nuggets and jewels that you can, because growth doesn't just happen. We have to be intentional and committed for our growth to happen. It's not, we have to be deliberate. It doesn't just naturally happen. You hear something and now, okay, I've grown to the next level. And you have to be real with asking yourself, how would you rate your communication? On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being excellent, the highest, the best, how would you say you rate if you were to give yourself a rating? I shared earlier that I had to step back and reevaluate when I shared some information with someone and they had questions and I saw their questions and I thought, were we not in the same conversation? I had shared the information with them, but yet it didn't connect. They didn't get a perception, or maybe, as we discussed in the opening, maybe they were pretending to attend or selective attending. Maybe they weren't focused, but I still had to take ownership as the communicator in that moment to say and to evaluate, how did I fall short? Because I gave the information, but yet they still have the same questions around the information. And so you have to ask yourself that. So when you're evaluating how you would rate yourself as a communicator, can people reflect and summarize what you've shared with them? Do people have a lot of questions on the same information that you've already shared? Not questions that are stimulated from the information, but questions around the same information. Those are signals to let you know, maybe you weren't as effective in the communication as you would have thought. Maybe you could have thought to draw them in even greater so that you could influence them, that they felt a need to truly focus and listen in on what you were saying, leaning in. And so again, what can you do? When you close out on Motivational Mondays today, what 3 things can you do to be more effective in your communication and influence to connect? Number 1, spend extra time, going the extra mile with those in your circle. Number 2, giving unsolicited appreciation. Say some positive things. Be a positive force into the lives of those that are around you. Give people the beautiful word bouquet while they can appreciate it. Unguarded openness. Be open in your communication. Allow people to show you that they can be trusted. They are trustworthy in your sharing of information. I took a risk the other day. I shared something with someone that I wouldn't normally share, and I thought, ooh, they better not cross me because then I'm... I took a risk, though, because I'm growing in not being as guarded and being more open. And it was a risk for me. And I told him, I said, you're sworn to secrecy. Because I had shared something with someone else, didn't give them permission to share it. They shared it openly with other people. And I thought, see, this is why I don't share. But you can't hold everyone to the same standard. You have to give people the opportunity. Everyone deserves the opportunity that we would go authentically in relationships, unguarded, and have an openness. And so I'm sharing with you my different stories and points and all of that so that you can get some value from what has been shared. And it is amazing how quickly time flies. So as we close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays, I would love for you to participate in my up-and-coming mastermind on Everyone Communicates, Few Connects. If you want more information, simply text your name and mastermind to 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. I thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Monday today. Again, you could have been doing anything with your time, but yet you made the decision to tune in and be here with us today. If you didn't ask a question today, but you have a question or comment, know that we have our open Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. Would love to hear from you. And I want to challenge you to know that you don't need to lose focus on your goals. Whatever you desire is possible. But the question raised is, are you willing to do something differently to get greater results, to get the results that you desire? That may mean joining my mastermind so that you can grow in being a more effective communicator. Everyone Communicates, Few Connects, so that you are learning how to more effectively connect and be an influence change agent in your circle. I want you to know I would love to walk along the journey with you. I thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams. If you want more information about who is Coach Adams, maybe you're tuning in for the first time today, visit CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com. I have a full circle. Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We'll see you next week, and we'll dig into part two of Everyone Communicates, Few Connects.